Hi, I'm Brandy.
And I'm Raven.
And this is the Sister Files. Whoop, whoop. Hi guys.
Hello. So today is the day. I'm just kidding. Today we are going to do something a little bit different. We're going to have like a discussion.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about our favorite horror movie villains.
Okay.
And then the horror movie villain we're the most afraid of. Dun-dun.
Alrighty.
Okay.
We'd like to share you. That we, about our haunted tour that we went on to. So it wasn't as much as a haunted, or ghost tour we went on to. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, sorry.
Was it what you thought it was going to be? Or did you know it was supposed to be?
No, I thought it was going to be different too. Yeah. I think we all did. It was their first time ever doing it. So we went to Chesapeake City, Maryland for, what are they called?
Is it a walking tour?
Yeah, it's a walking tour of what they call themselves. The Revisionists.
The Revisionists.
So it was a Revisionist tour. And it was, the idea behind it was that there are these people called revisionists who can speak to spirits and tell their story.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of was more of along the lines of like a walking play.
Yeah.
So it was their first time doing it. And I think they did a really good job.
It was their first time doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Their first year doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, like, the first one we went to, she told a story of a girl who, she had her portrait painted, and she wanted to be super beautiful, but she had no soul, I'm trying to remember exactly. But anyway, so she went on telling the story, and then the very end of the story, she turned into this lady in black, and then the lady in black showed up, like, an actor showed up in the lady in black, and she, like, spoke to us.
Yeah, so, at each location, the ghost showed up. Kind of tell their part of the story, which was kind of cool. We 6 different locations. We walked around. It wasn't a very long walk. 6 different locations. They told a little story. They had a little acting in the middle. Mm-hmm. A little bit of jump scares here and there. some of them had like, I guess they're almost like little fables too.
Yeah. I don't know how true they were.
I don't think they were.
No. They were cute, though. The songs were cute. And, I think, like, the only thing, like, Mom was saying, my mom loved it. The only thing that, my mom said she felt like the stories were too long.
Oh, Maria.
Yeah. And so we kind of got, like, lost in what they were trying to say. My favorite one was the one with the Undertaker.
Oh, the Undertaker. Yeah.
So those were cool. And so it was fun. So if you don't think that in Delmarva we don't have fun, you're wrong.
Yeah.
We can do. Forget about us over here. But we like going over to Chesapeake City. I love going over there. They did something similar last year, but it wasn't the same. They had, like, different porches had different plays going on.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of similar to that. So I liked it, but like you said, it wasn't exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
It was a little bit different.
I wonder if they had to change it for, you know, like.
I think he did.
Yeah.
I think originally we were just actually going to houses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I can see why that would change.
Yeah.
We usually have a Christmas tour, too. But
Well, it was fun. It was fun. There wasn't there weren't any ghosts or actual ghost stories. That's what I kind of thought it was going to be, was the actual ghost stories in the area. Which is okay. It was still fun and entertaining.
I will tell you what was scary. My driving definitely ran 1 or 3 lights. But in my defense, I was trying to follow someone. And she freaking left me.
She might have made a U-turn in front of a bridge.
Well, in my defense, once again, I don't know if that was an entirely illegal U-turn.
I think it was. But it's okay.
Yeah.
No accidents occurred, so we're
Chesapeake open. City policemen don't listen.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, it was super fun. I enjoyed it. So, Chesapeake City is a hot place to go if you want something quaint. It's like a little Hallmark movie
town. It is. It is cute. It's cute. I'm going to have to go check it out. So.
You know what we do? We do, there's a sunlight cruise.
Mm-hmm.
A sunlight cruise. You can get on a boat and they'll take you down the canal.
Oh, cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. So that was in our little neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. So give you an idea what goes on over here.
Fun
in
things.
Little Delaware and what we're close to.
We have other fun things here too. I didn't get to go this year, but last year I went to Wicked Woods over at our ranch out in Airedale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we have Frightland, which was on Travel Channel's most scariest attraction.
And Michael was at Wicked Woods. And I told him I loved him. Huh. I also saw Michael in Washington, D.C. at Austin.
Yes, you did.
And I got a picture of him.
Yeah, we'll have to post that.
Yes. Okay, so we'll lead right into this.
Yeah.
So let's do our favorite horror movie villain.
Favorite horror movie villain.
Or villains, more than one.
Hmm.
We can do like a couple.
So my favorite. You start with you because I have to think about this.
Oh, Michael Myers. Michael Myers, and I like Jason too. I like Michael Myers more.
Jason or Jason's mom?
Oh, Jason.
Because you know in the original Jason's mom.
I know. I've seen Scream.
You know that because I was never a fan of scary movies until I saw Scream. Those boys probably have to be my favorite. Because
I mean, that's a really cool choice.
They were the ones who got me comfortable with the genre.
Ghostface.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like the ending when they try to kill each other.
Yeah, and then just because, and then like.
Yeah, a little woozy. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're kind of making fun of the genre, and he was like, he had a reason, but really had no reason to kill all those people.
Well, what's his name? Stu? Stu had no reason.
No. He was just
pure pressure. Yeah. And then what did he say? He's like, you're like, I'm so bad at it.
Yeah.
You're so bad at it.
Yeah.
What's his name? One. Sold that role. Like, there was no tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I like Jason more, certain movies, because some of the movies I think they're stupid of his, but like, I like the original, even though it's not, I don't know if I could say I like the original, to be honest. I mean, Kevin Bacon's kill in the original is cool, because it's Kevin Bacon, and actually it's kind of cool, because the thing to get used to, like, kill him, the practical effect broke, so the effect guy was blowing the blood up underneath him.
Oh, see.
But, like, that movie is neat and all, but I think I like the third one, because he gets his mask in that one, and then Jason Lives, very good, because Jason Lives, just like Scream, is, very meta. And it's funny.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, it's scary, but it's also, like, funny. Mm-hmm. It's the one where he, like, gets struck by lightning, and it comes out of the, like, and then he, like, turns to the camera, and it turns to a James Bond opening where he, like, slices the thing. Oh, it's, like, really funny. So, we'll have to, I like that one, too, but I really do like Michael.
Yeah.
Especially from first Halloween, second Halloween, and the new Halloween.
Yeah.
Something about him I find intriguing. His slow walking around, never talking.
Yeah.
And I mean, Jason's very similar to that at the same point. So I would say that those are my favorites.
Yeah.
Those two. Now, the ones that scare me the most, I know you already know that.
Yes. So the one that has always scared me the most is Freddy Krueger. Mainly because I actually would have dreams of Freddy Krueger. And then the idea was that you died in your dreams would freak me the hell out. And then, after that, also, Chucky from Child's Play always scared me. Like, dolls have always scared me, but Chucky from Child's Play, I happened to watch it when it came out when I was little. Same thing with the Freddy Krueger movies. So, yeah, those scared me the most. Like, Child's Play scared me the most when I was a child. I actually ended up having a doll that I made my mom get rid of because I was terrified that she was, before the movie came out, Chucky's girlfriend. And she was going to kill me.
Oh, jeez.
And again, Freddy Krueger, like, I would have dreams with him in it, and so he just terrified the living daylights
out of
me.
Have you heard the rap, A Nightmare on My Street? I'll play it for you later. It's really funny. It's a funny take on that. So
yeah.
I would say for me, as a kid, I was
in the nursery rap.
1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, better lock the door.
Is it out?
Mine would, as a kid, would have been Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
Because, and I used to always think I heard chainsaws when I was sleeping.
Yeah.
probably because I That's just two for my childhood I was afraid of. One, I didn't take a shower for a long time because this is all the cousin's fault. So I watched it at his house. It. The original miniseries. I remember his glove hand coming out of the underneath the...
Oh, speaking of glove hand, so that was one of the other reasons why I was so afraid of Freddy Krueger. Even as I got older, because there was a scene where his hand come up out of the bed.
Yeah.
And so it was like you couldn't hide from him anywhere. So, yeah.
Well, I was pretty good shower because of his glove hand coming out.
Mm.
And then also my cousin talked. I never saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre as a kid, but he would talk about it all the time.
Oh, okay.
And so then I always thought, like, he was going to come get me. And then I remember when the remake came out, the first remake or whatever it was, he had, like, the box set, and he brought over the little booklet that had all the pictures in it.
Uh-huh.
And I remember looking at it, and somewhere it said there was a true story.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, no, he's real. Now, it's funny, because as a grown-up, I love the new It movies.
Mm.
Like, I love those movies. Like, right. They're my favorite. However, there is no scene where his little hand comes up out of a shower.
Yeah.
So I'd like to point it out. And I personally am not a huge fan of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I feel like there are a whole lot of too much gore going on. I just can't handle that. Now, as an adult, I don't know, the movie that could be the most as an adult was Strangers. Something about looking out your window and seeing their white masks. It's creepy.
Yeah.
And then when they got them and they were like, why are you doing this? And they're like, oh, because you're home. Like, that just creeped me out.
Yeah. That would be scary.
That would be pretty scary.
I'm trying to think of anything recently that's freaked me out.
You know what movie I saw recently? We're talking about a weird horror movie that I saw in the theater with my sister and her friend.
Mm.
Midsommar.
Oh.
Have you seen Midsommar?
No, I've heard about it though.
Don't watch it. Well, it depends on what you want. It is a slow burn, which is fine. But it ends in a really weird way.
Yeah.
Like, there's a scene in the end. This is a cult idea.
Okay.
So, spoiler. There's a scene in the end where a guy has to impregnate a girl.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you see it all. And all the people in the cult are around them while the impregnation is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all naked.
Mm.
And then a grandmother comes along and kind of helps them.
Mm.
It's, well, you know, it's
creepy. So, now that I think about it, my, because you kind of put me on the spot, like, I knew we were going to talk about this, but you didn't give me much time
to
think about this. It's okay, because I just recently saw it, so I have to say, the hotel from The Shining and then the sequel, Dr. Sleep.
I love Dr. Sleep.
Has to be, it's a pretty good monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And that, we just saw that, and that was a pretty good scary
movie.
That
was a really good movie. I love Dr. Sleep.
Yeah.
I feel like, I never liked The Shining, because I never understood it.
But right.
Then if you watch Dr. Sleep, you can actually understand The Shining.
Yeah.
I guess you would book, too. But,
yeah.
If you remember, movie-wise, you know.
Yeah.
No one never knows who's Ewan McGregor. I feel like he never gets any recognition.
Yeah, Stephen King's a great writer. I think he's a great scary writer. I've actually never been able to read one of his books. I can sometimes watch some of his movies. Like,
Well, you know, they changed the ending of The Mist from his book, and he liked it.
Oh, yeah?
The ending of The Mist is a gut punch.
Hmm. Well, he wrote It.
Yeah, he wrote It. He was also a part of It. He left out of the movie. Thank goodness they did. Anyway.
And then, what else did he do? I was just thinking of
Christine. He did Christine.
I know, but what's the vampire one he did?
The
kids.
The one with the kids.
Yeah, there's
the children for.
No. There's a vampire one with children. I can't think of it off of my head now.
Oh, okay. Cujo?
No, Cujo is so freaky scary.
Psycho, that's Amish.
That's it, yeah. Oh.
Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie was good.
Firestarter. One of his. I think one of the reasons why I like Stranger Things.
Salem's Lot.
Oh.
Was about vampires. Oh, his sleepwalkers. But Salem's Lot's about a vampire.
I know that's, I feel like that's why sometimes we like Stranger Things so much, is it has a very Stephen King-esque
vibe. It does. I love Stranger Things. I love the bad guy, the Demi Gordon,
in there.
And I love Eleven. And I love all the kids.
Yeah.
I love all of them. And that we're growing up with them.
Yeah, that is good. But I want to talk about who our favorite villains were, just because it's spooky season. And,
yeah.
I always thought it'd be fun to dress up as Michael Myers, since he's my favorite. But I also think Jason would be fun. I carved a pumpkin, and I made him look like Jason. I would post it. Pretty good. Yeah. I'm proud of myself. I can carve it. I've done a cookie as Jason.
Yeah.
And I made a pizza as Jason.
Yeah.
And now I made a pumpkin as Jason.
Nice.
I can make Jason masks, but I can't do Michael Myers in that. That's kind of hard.
Just kind of plain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't really rush that.
But yeah, we hope you enjoyed our little take, our little extra here. Do you want to apologize that we didn't get out as much as we thought we would? It ended up being a little bit crazier
of a month
that we did. I guess maybe, you know, it's 2020 and we should have known better, but we'll just continue to bring it out because it's still fall, it's still spooky season. It hasn't hit Thanksgiving yet, so just because it's not October doesn't mean we still can't put out more stuff for you. We'll try our best.
Oh, and here's a good question for you. Here, I have a good question for you guys. You answer this question in comments below or on, can you comment on podcast stuff? No. Okay, well, on our social media posts, comment. Do you think November 1st is too early to decorate for Christmas?
I said, if you don't decorate for Thanksgiving, I don't see why not.
Oh. I decorate for Christmas. We celebrate Christmas, and then we celebrate Thanksgiving for 1 week, and then Christmas. No one believes me. Everyone's been yelling at me.
Well, you know, everybody's different. But, you know, the Christmas stuff has been out since, like, 2 weeks ago, I think.
I'm excited to look at, like, Christmas hard, Christmas creepy stories. There's gotta be some. Like, Krampus?
Yes. The creepy Christmas stuff. So, yeah. But we hope you enjoyed our little take on our Hollywood movies or Halloween movies, I mean to say. Scary movies. Scary movies.
Spooky, spooky.
Halloween. Or any time that you want, but, you know.
I don't know why I'm doing Beethoven. Anyway.
Oh, no, we do have to mention the best fun movie to watch during Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Or, remember I was at work today, and no one knew what I was talking about. I was very upset. Twitches. Remember Twitches? Did you watch Twitches?
On Disney. With the twins.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had Halloween Town on Twitches, and I loved Twitches. And they're all like, what? Like, Twitches, come on, guys.
What was,
Or Rocky Horror Picture Show's a good one. Or yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, the Nightmare Before
Christmas. This is Halloween. Halloween.
So, anyway. So, let us know what your favorite, Halloween movie is. Or not. Yeah, Halloween movie, Halloween villain, bad guy. Who your scariest one is, who your favorite is. The one that you absolutely hate, and why. Just let us know.
Yeah.
We would enjoy having a discussion with you about it. You can let us know on Instagram at The Sister Files Podcast or on Facebook at The Sister Files, or you can even email us at thesisterfiles2020@gmail.com.
Boom.
And then if you really want to help and support us, please, if you can give us a 5-star review, please do, and maybe leave us a nice comment.
Thanks.
So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you guys have a safe and happy Halloween. And in the meantime,
be sweet,
stand tall,
stay strange.
Bye, y'all. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. And remember, don't ever say,
I'll be right back.